Nathan Zgur here at FirstEnergy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-5 after a disheartening and disappointing 17-14 loss to the New York Jets. The Browns dominated every single category. They rushed for more than 100 yards than the Jets, who they held to just 34 yards rushing. They passed for more than 100 yards than the Jets. All told, they had more than 200 yards of total offense. They possessed the football for 10 minutes more than the Jets in this game. They were better on third downs. They accumulated more first downs. They had more sacks. Myles Garrett, how about this? A rookie debut on his very first play, he gets a sack, finished with two on the day. And yet the Browns dominated this game in every single way except the one that matters most, and that's the scoreboard. At the end of the day, the Browns lose 17-14. In the first half, the Browns had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to score and really put this game away. In fact, they could have been up 20-0. They made two turnovers deep inside the red zone, both inside the 10-yard line of the Jets. One, DeShone Kizer on an option, pitched it out to Isaiah Crowell. The ball was not caught cleanly. It was on the ground. The Jets recovered it. 0 points for the Browns. Again, the Browns defense was playing great in the first half, held the Jets under 70 yards of total offense. The Browns get down there again, and guess what? Another turnover. Kizer on a sprint right option, intercepted, trying to find Seth the Valve. Kicker Zane Gonzalez, like last week, had an opportunity from about 48 yards to give the Browns the lead. He missed that field goal, then missed another one at the end of the first half from about 39 yards. So he went 0-2 in the first half, four trips into the scoring area, and the Browns scored 0 points in the first half. And then at the end of the half, the Jets go down and make a 57-yard field goal. It was a turn right there, and the momentum went to the Jets. Hugh Jackson, sensing the need to make a move, went to the backup quarterback, Kevin Hogan. Not that Kizer played bad, but those critical turnovers in the red zone, that wasn't enough. Yes, they moved the ball, but they could not put points on the scoreboard. Hogan comes in, leads the Browns on a touchdown drive. Now, he threw an interception of himself that directly led to a Jets touchdown, but overall, he looked very sharp. About 16 of 19, I believe, on the day, over 190 yards passing, two touchdowns on the day for Hogan, who looked very good running this offense. They started to get a little bit more of a flow. Now, a lot's going to be made in the second half. They drove down and had an opportunity to tie the game. Kick a field goal. It was 4th-and-1 inside the Jets' 5-yard line. Hugh Jackson called timeout, opted to go with a run to Isaiah Crowell. The Jets stopped him, marched down the field, 97 yards, scored a touchdown that put them up by two scores, and that was it for the Cleveland Browns. Again, this was a game. This wasn't like the last 2 weeks where the Browns came and got you kind of boat raced a little bit in the second quarter. Oh, no. The Browns had every opportunity to be the ones doing the boat racing, and they should have. A brilliant defensive effort early from this football team. The offense moving the ball, but again, turnovers in the red zone, missed field goals, missed opportunities, and a missed chance at a big win for this football team. Now they're 0-5, headed to Houston next week. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.